Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Hope Beyond Tribulation. I suppose one of the mysteries that we experience often is that the righteous will suffer. Now, I know that if you are one who is looking on a loved one who is suffering, and you know the life and the faithfulness of that loved one, and sometimes you might be tempted to think, oh, Lord, this one has been such a faithful one. Lord, this one has loved you and been such an obedient servant. And the report still stands. In the book of the Revelation, chapter 7 and verse 14, the scriptures say, "These are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the flood, in the blood of the Lamb. That crimson blood that flowed down cleanses the sinner and makes the sinner fit for heaven." Well, these were saints. These were faithful servants of the Lord, and they suffered, to the point of death. They were brought to a place of death. And then many times the unsaved or backslidden ones seem to get such pleasure out of seeing one who has proclaimed God's word and who has stood and maintained a testimony, held their standards. And when suffering goes on them, the unsaved and the backslidden ones seem to say, "Aha, see, good, I told you. Yes, I knew that he wasn't really the way." But if you want to take that through, then you'll follow that line of thinking through. You'll have to condemn our Lord. And who would say that he sinned? Only those who don't know him would say that. We know him, and we know him to be the perfect Son of God who had no sin, and yet he suffered as no man ever suffered. He was rejected of men, a man of sorrows. You see, what has happened is that we have allowed ourselves to be influenced so greatly by the thinking of the world that godliness is gain and prosperity. No, the scriptures tell us quite the contrary, that all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. I think especially of Abel. Abel had done his brother no wrong. He had not mistreated or cheated his brother, Cain, but yet Cain hated him. And the scriptures tell us why Cain hated Abel. Now, in this case, as it is in any case in which the Lord reveals a man's heart, we know the motives of Cain. Now, you do not know the motives of anyone else here that you and I may see, but the Lord tells us why Cain hated Abel. Cain hated Abel because Abel's works were righteous and Cain's were wicked. Cain had done his deeds with a view toward, look at me, look at what I'm getting for myself, look at how much I'm offering. And Abel had done his offering and service to glorify God and to obey the Lord. He wasn't looking at what he was getting out of it or what he had done. He simply wanted to obey the Lord. Abel, a righteous man, suffered at the hands of his wicked brother. And don't be discouraged when you find yourself having to suffer, and though you are trying to do right and you're seeking to live for the Lord and you're obedient, you know there's no sin in your life, no area of disobedience. You've confessed your sin, you've forsaken your sin, acknowledged the fact that you've failed the Lord, and you've accepted his forgiveness, knowing that the blood of Christ cleanses from all sin, and yet there you suffer. Do you think that the Lord is the one who is bringing up that record to your mind of your past sins? Oh, indeed not. It's not the Lord. The devil has knowledge of it. You have knowledge of it, and others have knowledge of it. But the Lord chooses to remember our sins no more. When it's under the blood, it's gone. And the Lord Jesus doesn't put it under the blood and bring it back out to torment you. No, indeed not. He doesn't work that way. Don't allow the devil or his minions or emissaries to make you think that the Lord is torturing you and punishing you for some past sin. No, the Lord Jesus suffered all of the punishment, every bit of it, that we've ever, for our sins. Everyone who is in Christ, the sin debt has been paid in full, and yet there are tribulations and sufferings for the Christian. But the Lord hasn't abandoned us. You see, there is hope beyond the tribulation because the Lord is there and he's with us in the tribulation. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.